This is Implotsters. Please watch the gap as you enter the train.
Did it do it? No? Yes. Should I yell? No. Is it in your ears? Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never seen that lady before. Have you seen that lady before?
New lady.
New lady. Are you recording? We're recording. It's
Hello.
A podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I would do the intro, but like, it's been so long. I'm like, what do I say? Good morning. Good morning. Implotsters.
It's a podcast.
And on this podcast, there's three people on the train, and we talk about movies and shows each one of us hasn't seen. I shake my coffee around the whole time. ASMR in the background. And we try to guess what the plots are of these movies and see how right or how definitely wrong we are.
Okay. Always wrong.
Yes.
Never right. We are not a good source. We are not a reliable source of anything, of information, nothing. Not even reliable source of comedy. We're just not reliable.
If you're coming in to listen to this, you're going to come in to listen to nonsense for the next 20 minutes, and we hope you enjoy said nonsense.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Monica.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Greg. I think what's definitely happened is that we are not just three people on a train anymore. There is...
People around this.
I think pretty much every row has somebody sitting on it almost now.
When we first started this podcast, it was just the three of us.
It was the beginning of 2021. I think the best thing I like about this, what we've done here, we've almost time capsuled our sort of like 2021.
Yeah.
In like a weird way, it's like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, that's what the summer felt like.
Yeah,
oh my God, that's what spring felt like.
That's true.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I haven't really watched any movies recently. I've watched TV shows, but they're new, so I don't know if we want to talk about them.
Give it a go.
Yeah, go.
What's on your mind?
Well, I know Monica has seen this. I don't know if you'll ever watch it, but it's Squid Game.
Squidward.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen the meme where it's like Squidward in his Squidward town, and it's like, is this what Squid Games is?
That's our life now.
I have not seen that one. I've seen other fucked up memes though.
That one seems wholesome.
It's
the one for the people who have not watched Squid Games and be like, this is what Squid Games is, right? The village of Squidwards.
Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Do you know what it is at all?
I feel like... I do. I've heard what the story is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. But like, I gotta say, holy shit, when it comes to people wanting to watch things involving murder. Like... It is nonstop.
Murder.
A lot of people, I mean, in the groups that I'm in, like the podcasts or TV ones or whatever, like a lot of people were not able to just watch that. Like a lot of people literally after the first episode, they're like, nope, not for me.
Tuned out.
Yeah, they were like, this is too much.
I get it. I closed my eyes a lot and I cried and I had nightmares, but you know what?
What kind of nightmares?
I really still wanted to watch it.
What did you dream of?
I dreamt of...
What is it about though?
So I heard a legit like
synopsis
from our good friends at work. I think it was Ariel. I think he gave us the full synopsis.
Shout out to Ariel.
Shout out Ariel.
Oh, he's doing a commercial today. Shout out Ariel.
Good luck on your commercial.
Yay.
Hope it goes well.
We're so proud of you.
I hope
you're a millionaire. And don't forget us.
Yeah.
Everyone look out for his commercial. We'll have to figure out what it's called and how to find it.
It's NFL related.
I think
it's Amazon related too.
Yes. Ooh, I'm so excited for him.
Anyways. I think it's coming to me. I think he has a line.
He said it's a speaking line.
And I think the line is stat that.
Yes, stat that.
What does that mean?
Stat, like a statistic?
And that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the name of the app or whatever this thing is for.
It?
Like it's like stat that. Like you're supposed to like do that.
Is it? I don't know. I don't think so. I think you're assuming too much.
I do that a lot with a lot of things. So yeah, hope you do well, Ariel. Now back to the Squidwards. Alright, it's a Squidward, Squidward Games. I'd say, what do we got? Here's the question I have, though.
No questions. You have to guess what this is first.
I truly think this is the exact synopsis.
Okay, so go.
I'm going to simplify what I've heard. And this is the story I've heard. You got a dude who's mad poor, down on his luck, and some random stranger's like, hey, like, do this simple game and you'll win some money. The guy gets a lot of losses get slapped in the face because every time he loses, he gets slapped in the first. which is really a lot to take. But then finally he wins one and he gets like, I don't know, $100,000 or something like that. And he's like, if you want to make some real money, call this number. Later on, I guess in desperation, and people need some desperation to make these bad decisions, he calls said number and gets abducted and then appears in like a arena situation, and they have to go like red light, green light or something like that. And basically Monica just shivered. In her eyes, I see terror and trauma. Her eyes tell me a story that this Squidward game never left her mind, and Squidward's tentacles have been sucked on and leeching off her skin subconsciously forever. All right, so the last bit I know is that, so they're playing red light, green light, and the concept is, all right, red light, you know, you have to stop and freeze and shit. And when people, like, you know, they can't perfectly stop, they get a little shiver, a little shake, like Monica. They get shot, they get killed, murdered. And then, like, you'd be like, oh, fuck, this game's fucked up, and my life is on the line. Why did I call this number?
And then what happens?
That's as far as I know.
So you know the first episode. That's about it.
That's pretty much what I think Ariel described. Okay. If it wasn't him, it was somebody else.
No, it was...
I have not seen a second of this shit.
This is the whole first episode.
So my question is, would you two go on this show?
So I wanna go back to that question. But so yes, that's the first episode. But there's more to it because there's... So the guy, the main guy, like, they all actually vote to stop the game. Because the part of the game...
They have a democracy?
Yes, so part of the game is that it's supposed to be super fair. Everything... Yes, basically, a democracy, and everything is fair. Like, the idea the elite have of this game is that everybody playing has the same amount, equal chance of winning. Like, there is no, you know...
And everyone gets the same bullet.
So here's the thing. Yeah. Anyways, at one point, at the beginning of that episode, everybody thought, oh my god, this is fucked up. So many people died. Somebody yelled out, like, hey, like, the rules state that if we all want to leave, like, we can, like, if the majority, whatever. So they have a vote and they actually leave.
That was too close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was very close. It was like, let's say, this is not the right number, but let's say there's 100 people. It was like 51-49, like, to stay and leave.
What would you vote for?
No.
You would vote for it to stay?
No.
She would say, like, no to go. Like, she wants to go.
Like, I'd be out of there.
There needs to be context. She voted to stay, everyone.
No!
God, yeah. And this is how people get miscommunicated and then dies.
Yeah.
So they got to get away?
They do. And then it's funny because they do another episode, and then in the second episode, they start showing all the people who were in the game trying to go back to their lifestyles and, like, trying to find money again and, like, all the shit.
Sucks.
Yeah. And then the people from the game send them another card saying, like, how do you feel now? Like, now that you know what the game's about, are you willing to come back? And they literally have, like, a count of, like, what is it called when you come they say it in the show too. It's either way, they have a turnaround, like a percentage of like 90% people came back. And
yeah, these people all realize that their real lives are worse than just like being in this game and like losing everything and dying.
Like, they'd rather die than like continue to live their
life. Would you go back to the game?
Well, also, like, I guess I'm not in that situation to like be able to tell,
right? Like, how desperate you are to like eat or something. Yeah.
Or like your mom in the hospital.
By the way, the main guy is super selfish and like very, he's a shitty human. Like,
But sometimes you feel for him too. Like, he loves his daughter and like he wants to be with her.
No, I disagree. So yes to like half, I agree with the fact that people do feel for him. I don't, because I'm tired of the fucking redeemable characters that are actually not redeemable, because he's still shitty. Yeah. Like, at the end of the show, he still decided not to go see his daughter. Like, there's nothing redeemable about him. He won. He's a fucking multi-billionaire or whatever, but...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Either way, but then there's like 7 episodes of other games, and the games are fucking intense and people keep dying. And then there's dynamics between the people in the game. There's like... groups and people kind of like have allies, they kind of like help each other out at one point, but then at one point one of the games is really sad. One of the games is actually like, okay, pick a partner you're gonna play with, and then when you go play, it's actually
you're playing each other
and one of you will die. But most people picked their best friend, like their best person.
They didn't know.
Yeah, so like there's like this this married couple in there, and like
they're like older, and they're like, oh, we're gonna work together, and then one of them died.
I don't think Monica was ever ready for this content.
Yeah, I'm surprised she actually finished it, to be honest. It was really gruesome.
It was
intense.
Also because, like, I don't know, it's very, like, the adrenaline.
There's also a
pulls
whole,
you in.
So here's the thing. This isn't just, like, a game show. This is a TV show. Like, this is actually a storyline. So there's other plots going. Like, people outside of the game, there's somebody missing, and there's a Korean policeman trying to find this person, and he infiltrated the game, so he's actually undercover in the game somewhere trying to figure out where the fuck this missing person is, because he's trying to figure out if he died, where is he, like, where does he have him. Then there's a whole other side plot of the people who are dying in the game. There's like six or seven people, like, literally selling their organs in the black market to China. Like, there's a lot of side plots going around the game also. And then there's the outside people, like the grandma, the daughter, the mom, all the shit that we get to know before, like, during the episodes. And they're also looking for them because everybody's missing.
And people are, like, able to watch this on TV, I imagine?
No. This is arena. Secret. This is why...
It's a secret.
It's super secret.
They're
this is
on
why...
Remote island somewhere.
Nobody knows. The way it ended...
Huh.
The way it ended was that... the policeman died, so he actually, well, actually it's implied that he died. He could have survived that fall. Do you remember the Bourne Identity? You know when he jumped off that fucking cliff really high and we assumed that he died
in Bourne Identity,
or the other one, whatever, Bourne, what's the other one, Supremacy,
there's
whatever.
Too many Bournes.
Yeah, there's three of them. One of them,
he does that
in one of them, we assumed that it was over, he died and whatever, but then the next opening scene for the next movie is him swimming. So I'm thinking, although people think he died, I'm thinking he literally swam off because he only got shot in the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Which is also a hint for TV making,
right? You need to see, like, the body.
Yeah, like, if you don't see the body, he's always... Yes, exactly, most people think that, but no, I'm just like, if you don't see a dead body, like, this person's alive. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still alive. So that's the only person outside of anything that knows that this is happening.
That's messed up. I thought it was, like, broadcasted from, like, the 2 second, like, bit I saw. It's, like, such a well-lit arena, and they all got numbers on their backs.
They're in a private island, and it's secluded as fuck, and it's also a hidden arena. Like, it's really cool, actually. They show the arena opening, and it has, like, all these fake trees and all this shit, and it literally looks like part of the island. If somebody's hovering over it, like a helicopter or a plane or whatever, you would never think that there's an arena under it.
I think that might actually be happening.
Oh, well, for sure, probably.
Knows.
Yeah.
Except for, like, there's the whole bunch of rich people. There's a group of them who come every
year.
Elite,
they're the ones who are paying for this or doing this.
Yeah, they fund the whole thing, and they like to come to enjoy themselves and watch people kill each other, and because they're bored with their lives and they have so much money, they don't know what to do with.
Yep, legit.
Yeah,
it's probably
there's one of the guys that we kind of like in the game ends up being one of the elite.
Oh,
who wanted to be in the game because he had a terminal illness. So they were like, and they wanted to. They did a really cool, like, not cool. This scene I didn't love, but I did like what he said. He was very much like, it was just like, when you can have anything you want, you just lose all the joy in life.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, and the way he worded it was different. Also, this is dubbed. So who knows?
I also watched the dubbed version.
So, like, the Korean version may be way better or more emotional, but this is, you know, just act like voiceovers.
This whole thing was like, do you believe there's any good people in the world? If anybody will kill each other, even their best friend, for money?
Mm-hmm. Like, he was, yeah. So it was very much like he was explaining to the main guy that, because that was the plot twist in the last episode, that this guy who we all thought died, especially him, because that was his partner, was actually an elite who participated in the whole thing, in, like, making it. Anyway, so the finale is basically, well, there's a few twists.
Uh-huh.
The twist, not a cliffhanger per se, because it's kind of like there will be a second season, because he was gonna go to the US where his daughter is and go visit her, but he saw somebody in the train station getting slapped, and he was triggered. He remembered, oh shit, he's being basically scouted. He's being scouted over here.
Uh-huh.
So he went to kind of save him, but he missed it because the trains, whatever. He was triggered, very triggered in that moment. He walks to the airport, starts going in or whatever. I don't remember how he got the card, but he got the card, the new card, and he called. And when he called, they knew that it was him. They called him by his number. They called him by their numbers. They all have numbers.
They don't have names.
They don't have names. They have numbers. So
427.
Yeah. So, I think he was 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. So he, they were just like, 4, 5, 6. I encourage you to get on that plane. Kind of like, we're always watching you. And yeah, so in that moment, like when they hung up, he did not get on the plane and he started walking out like mad. And then it ended. So it's implied that like he's now gonna go find them or expose them in any way. But now we need to wait to see how he comes and saves all the other people that will be in the new games.
What do you think will happen in season 2 of Squidward Games?
I don't know, because to be honest, like for me, the fun part are the games. And the fun part
is to watch people die?
Yeah, like that's part of the fun. Like the fun part is like
so fun.
Watching the survival and like watching who survives and like the dynamics and all that stuff. That's the fun part. However, it reminds me a little bit of like the Hunger Games, where in the Hunger Games, the first movie was the game, but then after, there's no real game. Like, it's always like it's gonna be like that. That's how I think it's gonna
be. I saw on TikTok where, you know, like when you first choose the red or blue square to flip over in the game, and the main character chose a blue square.
Yeah.
This time, like, the blue represented like being a player, and like they were all dressed in blue. And at the end of the first season, he dyed his hair red. So the guess is that he's going to disguise himself as like one of the worker people there and try to infiltrate the games.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how he would do that, because everybody knows his face. But I'm super in for this.
Yeah, the red hair thing was like, oh.
There's a lot of people in the games that are not playing but still participating, because they have to pick up the bodies and like organize everything and like organize the games and like make sure everything's... Because the elite just watch. But they have workers and then they have players. So
dressed in red and blue.
Yeah.
The blue are the players.
Yeah. It's like, and the red are the workers.
Yeah. And like they have symbols on their masks, like a circle is like you're on the lower end, and if you're a square, you're like the manager, I guess.
Yeah. And then like, there's a triangle that's like a manager, like the just top. Yeah.
It almost looks like I don't know if you know PlayStation.
Yeah, it really does look like that. It's missing the X.
There's no X player.
No. So yeah.
Squidward Game. Yeah.
I liked it a lot, actually.
A lot of layers.
This is very much like... But the funny thing is that I see it that way. Most people don't see layers like that, because...
What do people see?
The game. Like, very superficially, like wanting him to win and thinking that he's gonna be redeemable. Like... They, like, there's a lot of...
And, like, he didn't spend any of his money, like, for a year or so after he won.
Oh, yeah. He kept living like a poor man after he got, like, billions of dollars.
How... Oh, what's the age of this fella?
Actually, he's... I'll say... Fuck. I'll say 40.
Yeah, like,
and how much time has passed?
Like, since he won?
I guess I'm trying to picture all together. Like, so we got already a sort of older guy slapped around, won this game. I don't understand how. And then has a lot of money. And how much time has passed? Have you seen him, like, in the monies?
Oh, a year?
1 year. One year later. And it's literally the bank calls him in. Because the bank was like, hey, you've noticed like you haven't touched any of the money in your account in a year. And whatever, so... He's traumatized. He went through a lot. Like, everybody died. Like,
He was the last one. That's out of how many people?
I think he was the last one, so 456.
Oh my god, and at the very... I know, like, are you going to watch this at all?
Squidward Games,
no. We've already ruined it anyway.
Well, it was him and one other guy who was his friend, like, from childhood. Lost two competing. And he got the best of his friend and, like, knocked him down or whatever. And then he like, couldn't kill him. Like, he couldn't do it. And he's like, yo, let's vote to stop the game.
Oh, yeah, because the rules is if the majority... vote to stop the game stops. So when there's two people left, if they both decide to stop the game, then they should stop the game.
And then?
But the other guy literally stabbed himself. Because you win...
He thought that he should have the money, and like he lost, and he can't go back home because like that's worse than living, which is so sad.
Yeah. He was just like, yeah. So he stabbed his own neck, and then when he dies, the other guy... Although he had already won, basically, because he did... fight him slash like what's the word he had already won the game. He just never stepped on the actual let's say baseball, like he never hit the base at the end. So like if you do a home run but you don't step on the last base, you still don't count.
So close.
So he was just there, and then he just could not make that step, and then he talks with the best friend. This is, by mind you, like this, he's not his best friend anymore. Like, they're 40. Like, they were best friends when they were young, and they've obviously grown apart, and this other guy is very sketchy and have done a lot of shit. But he has a reputation of being Golden Boy because he was smart. He was the one who went to college. He was the one that did all the shit. Cool. He was the one who had money. So anyway, we talked about this way too long. But
I think it's a Squidward Games episode. The part that I wonder is, you know, I'm gonna sound like a crazy person. Do you think so many people watch this content so that at some point they get so like desensitized and normalized to it that if they actually do end up in a secret private island by rich people forced to do some bullshit games to risk their lives for money, they'll be like, oh, okay, this is Squidward Games. I got this.
No,
like,
I don't think
so. Is it all just setting a seed?
Nah, we're desensitized for others, not for ourselves.
For people to manipulate others, that they'll put them inside a secret island and force them to do things against their will.
I mean, maybe, but I'm sure there are people that will actually do it, but I don't think so. I feel like we get desensitized as a viewer, but it doesn't mean that we'll be desensitized as like an active, like actually going through it.
I don't know.
It's like I've seen so many fucking murder and TV shows and like I listen to so many podcasts about true crime and all this shit, but like if somebody gets hurt next to me, I'm gonna be bawling in a ball. Like, I'm not desensitized to crime, I'm desensitized to the media of it.
May I interject one question here? So watching Only Murders in the Building, the one thing that they seem to be I know how to be spoiler free. The one thing that they seem to be hinting at when it comes to podcast culture is that
how fucked up it is, how
when it comes to watching true crime or listening to true crime things, the listener wants to do their own investigations. Do you feel that way?
No.
You don't actually feel like, oh, you know what, I want to figure this out, I'm gonna like think about
but
it.
I definitely know a lot of people in the groups that I'm in, like a lot of people are like that,
especially like with the whole Gabby Petito case. Like, I'm following the whole TikTok thing and I look at the news every day. There are people who are like so invested that it's like they're like almost messing up the investigation.
That's
they
exactly
have
what happened. So yes, so that's like podcasters always tell, well, not all of the podcasters, but a decent amount of podcasters, especially the ones that are like legitimately in the business of like, let's say, investigative journalism / like police work or whatever, they'll tell people like, if you know anything, call the police, don't do anything, because people literally want to be the fucking savior of everything. And because they need, I don't know why it feeds them, but it does. I don't get that feeling at all, but I'm around it all the time in those groups. These girls are constantly, and it's mostly females too. I also belong to some groups about like master's degrees and like people who want to go into higher ed. A lot of people, like they're crossover ones. There's just, for example, like My Favorite Murder podcast has like a lot of subgroups, and some of them are for higher education. So like they talk about murder / higher education, and a lot of them are like, my thesis is on like, why are women so involved in true crime? Like, or why is it so, like, whatever the fuck. And it's interesting. I don't get motivated like that. Like, in my mind, I'm fascinated by it, but I definitely don't want to go out there and solve crimes like most people, like, honestly, like these clueless people do. I think that a lot of people think it's easier than it is. I don't know. I think they also like the sensationalism of it too. And I get, because I'm in it somewhat, but I don't. Yeah, no.
Because the podcasts like do kind of create a sort of dramatic.
Yeah,
like,
they do. And TV, like true crime TV and things like that, like they all do, because you know they have to sell still. So like it's still a commercialized murder, basically.
It's a little different from like just watching like SVU all the time, because I feel like there's a culture of people for the past like 20 years watching, you know, this is like don't. That doesn't necessarily mean that they want to go out and become a detective, like, or even play detective.
No, I mean, I feel like it's the same in both cultures, like podcasting or TV. It's just, I don't know, I feel they're
dramatizing the content will create a perception of that people, an audience will listen to and experience, thinking that they could also solve it themselves.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like they want their last, you know, 15 minutes of fame or something, but it's just like, look, like, you don't know what you're doing.
But look, see, Monica's watching all these TikToks from random people making this content, trying to persuade the story. So it's kind of like they are getting away with, like, influencing.
They can do whatever they want. And, like, people can believe them. And then a whole group of people, and it just gets bigger. And then that's the story. And, like, there's no evidence or anything.
No, but the thing is that it's huge. So here's the thing. Like, making it big is not bad per se, especially for a missing persons case. But making it huge for, like, a murder case, somebody where you know who the murderer is, or the police knows but they're not saying or whatever, and then you come and speculate and make it huge, like, you're gonna ruin people's lives. Like, that's just what happens, because you start accusing people. The husband did it, let's say, which, to be honest, of like the majority of the cases is like that, because this is most people get killed by people they know. So the majority is like that. So anyways, I would like to continue this conversation, but we're gonna leave now. So
we're at our stop.
Everybody go on Instagram and follow us at Imposters, and send us an email, imposters@gmail.com, with movie recommendations or TV shows, and imposters.com for all other links. And please like, share, subscribe. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
This is Imposters. Please watch the gap as you exit the train.